You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour, the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show. I'm going to get this Minka Fitzpatrick sound here, I promise. I know I've teased it a couple segments and kind of just got carried away. But before we get to that, just some housekeeping here.
I just hope we keep talking about something else and keep pushing it and keep teasing it.
We'll get to it, I promise. If you want to see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas, have either of you been to the Sphere yet?
Not yet, but it looks obviously incredible.
Heard it's crazy. Backstreet back, all right. I saw some video of that. It's
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, I want to go for sure. I want to go to the Sphere. I saw Chris Cody was there a week ago, and he was posting some video. It just looks so badass, man. Like, it looks like the best place to watch a concert, by far the best place. Well, you can win an opportunity to go to the Sphere in Las Vegas this December. It's easy to enter, okay? All you have to do, log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM, listen to our show for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day, and then you have a better chance of winning. The winner receives round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, 2 tickets to go watch Zac Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. That Venetian Resort is connected directly to the Sphere. So don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app right now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. Any of you see a viral video from Yankee Stadium over the weekend?
No, what happened?
Yeah. You see this video?
Oh, it didn't happen.
There was
I only see stuff y'all send me.
All right, let me find this video. I'll send you this video. You do a little investigation into what was going on in the stands, but this happened at Yankee Stadium over the weekend. This is a hard ground to navigate on the radio, but essentially there was a couple in the stands up in the upper deck at Yankee Stadium. They're playing the Phillies, I believe. One fan was wearing a Phillies jersey. Another fan was wearing what appeared to be a Yankees t-shirt. It was a man, it was a woman, and the man, let's just say, you can't see his hands, and the female's legs were shaking nonstop. He was...
little handy pansy. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just say he was digging, man.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man, that's, man, to be them drunk people, man. Uh-oh.
Maybe turn off the audio for this one, Crowder. But that's that's crazy, man. People are crazy, bro.
There were other like versions of the video that, like, when it was over, obviously on the surface, doing that at a baseball game in front of other people is a decision.
Yeah.
But like, and even taking it to the further step of what happened at the end of it, whew.
Yeah, let's just say the dude the dude, once the, I guess the deed was done, you know, I'll give him credit.
This is what I'm referring to.
He brought his hand to his face. Let's just say he brought his hand to his face. Yeah.
Hey, man, whatever excites you, man. That's what life's about, enjoyment. Leave them people alone.
Crazy.
I guess that's one way to speed up the game of baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Should have slid to the bathroom, handicap stall.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure people have done crazy things in the bathroom stall or, you know, a section that's empty at a game, but I mean, there's fans everywhere, and they weren't exactly discreet about it. It was crazy.
No, it's their excitement. It's the public. It's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Public love.
Do you think that while that was happening, they were both like, yeah, nobody notices what's going on right now?
I just think you're so drunk. You're so drunk you don't realize it.
I was just going to say. Yeah. There were some mind-altering substances a part of that, if it's alcohol or otherwise. Yeah. But also, man, I'm terrified. If I'm ever outside of my home, I'm terrified that somebody has a camera out, but they didn't care.
Bro, you're not kidding, man. You're not kidding. You're getting
filmed. What do you think is their reaction when they see that they're going viral for this? Like when Buddy opens up Twitter and is scrolling through, wait a minute. Is that us? I wish I could have been a fly on the wall to see their reaction to this going viral.
I would say there's different reactions, Josh. Mm-hmm.
Dude, his
homeboys are giving him the little clappy hand emojis. Her parents probably aren't as excited as him and his homeboys
are. Yeah, yeah, good point. Anyways, if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm sorry. We can't go into further detail, unfortunately.
How much more detail? I feel like we relayed what happened pretty well.
Enjoying themselves at a baseball game.
Yeah.
I think there was a viral video from like 15-ish years ago of something similar happening under the scoreboard at a Marlins game, like way in the upper deck. I think that went viral. Similar vibes to this. Weird that it's not the first time that a video like this has made its way around the internet.
You gotta grab a bucket of popcorn or something to try to conceal the evidence, right? Like some chicken tenders. Buy some chicken tenders.
Pee Wee Herman, who had the popcorn, and was
it was Pee Wee Herman at the movie theater.
Yeah,
and there wasn't there another actor who also had he was in. I'm gonna not be happy with myself for forgetting his name. Hang on.
Yeah, man. Y'all see that? We joke about it all the time. Y'all seen some of them, those search
Fred
engines?
Willard. I think Fred Willard got in trouble for this, too.
Really? You seen some of them topics on the little nasty sites? People are weird, man.
Yeah, yeah. People are weird. People are weird. If you're going out, it's the whole thing with the Coldplay incident. Like, those people are going out in public, and, I mean, I understand it's a little different, Coldplay concert and how – but – if you go out in public these days, you got to know there's a camera on you at some point, anywhere you are. Like, don't do anything that you don't want other people to see because you're out in public. Somebody's going. Everybody has a camera. Everybody has the ability to videotape you. So don't say or don't do anything stupid that you wouldn't want to go viral because guess what? It's going to go viral. It's going to go viral.
Well, that's where it's going is AI. I heard AGI now, Skynet.
Mm-hmm. Skynet.
World's turning into a computer screen.
Right, Skynet. SI and Skynet.
I'm safe. See, because y'all play on y'all phones all day. I'm not on my phone all day.
Appel, what?
I'm going to be the guy that beats the Terminator. I'm going to be him.
You.
I'm going to be Sarah Connor.
So you're going to beat the gorilla, you and 99 of your friends, and you're going to beat the Terminator? Do I have this correct?
I'm Sarah Connor.
Okay, okay. Appel, what did you want to bring up regarding Happy Gilmore 2? Because he asked me about it in the commercial break. No spoilers. Crowder has obviously seen it. He did the tour with the Pivot previewing Happy Gilmore 2 or promoting it. Obviously, Crowder has seen it. I have not seen it, so no spoilers. But do you have thoughts on Happy Gilmore 2 you'd like to share with Crowder?
I don't understand the reaction to this movie. Well, people are all calling it the worst movie they've ever seen, punting on the movie 15 minutes in. If you go back, if the first Happy Gilmore came out today, I would imagine the reaction to Happy Gilmore 2 would be very similar. Yes. I had so much fun watching Happy Gilmore 2. I knew what I was getting into. It's not going to be Oppenheimer, as Kevin Clark pointed out on Twitter the other day. If you're going into this expecting Oppenheimer, what are you doing? I loved all of the cameos. Bad Bunny was hysterical. Mm-hmm. Scotty Scheffler was awesome in the movie, poking fun at himself. Shooter McGavin was great, and I wish we got more from him. I don't understand what people expected from this movie. I had so much fun watching it. I laughed every now and again. It was dumb as hell. Very stupid. The script was all over the place. But I had so much fun watching it. I turned my brain off for 2 hours. I mean, I guess that could be the one complaint. It was a little long, but you got to fit all 75 of those cameos in.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Like, what are people expecting from this movie?
Josh, it is frat boy humor. I enjoyed it. You're going to enjoy it. Everybody that's in college right now is going to enjoy it. Is a 60-year-old politician going to know what the hell? No, they're not going to like it because it's silly, goofy, frat boy. It's penis jokes. It's silliness.
I'm seeing people that are my age and a little older and a little younger have the same reaction to it as well. And I'm just very confusing to me. And I also love the idea of Adam Sandler. And this is, he's been doing this for a while now, but he just makes movies for fun with his friends, mm-hmm. his own family, and his friends' families. If you go through the cast, it's his kids and his wife who are in it. It's his friends and their kids who are also in it. And a bunch of athletes that everybody likes. Mm-hmm. I'm again, it's very confusing. You played Bad Bunny on the at the beginning of this segment. He was great in the movie. I thought it was hysterical. Travis Kelce has a fun role. Like, again, it's supposed to be dumb. It's supposed to be brain rot. You could turn your brain off for 2 hours and have a little fun. And Mara and I, we watched it. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
People take themselves too seriously.
It reminds me of
Happy Gilmore too.
I haven't seen it, but it reminds me of the Entourage movie. I don't know if you guys watch Entourage, but Entourage was famous for like their celebrity cameos in an episode, but it was different. They come out with the movie. Movies, whatever, you know, 80 minutes long or 90 minutes long, and there's 1,700 cameos in that movie. Like every possible way that they could just fit in a celebrity into any part of the script. Okay, yeah, just plop them in right there. David Spade, he's just there. He like just like every possible way. The Entourage movie was basically just like, hey, look at all the people in Hollywood that we can get on our movie without actually having to like have them in the movie and play any specific role, which is what I would expect from Happy Gilmore 2. Like, I haven't seen it yet. I think I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm just expecting them to rehash a bunch of the old jokes. And then now I know like all these celebrities are in it, and that's it. And I know what I'm expecting.
There's a great reveal. I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a great reveal for who Happy's caddy eventually turned out to be from the first movie. It's a great reveal. It's really funny. It made me laugh. I don't know. I want to go into a movie like this and just have fun with it. Right. I know what I'm getting myself into. And again, maybe just being a little long could be a complaint about it. But like, if you're going into it wanting a good story, like, give me a break. You know what you're getting from Adam Sandler, and it's friggin' Happy Gilmore. Like, it was just, as you said, rehashing a lot of stuff from the first movie. It was a lot of nostalgia and a lot of fun. I had fun. And if you didn't, get over yourself.
It's people that don't appreciate Adam Sandler's humor that won't get it, that they're not going to get. Oh, if you didn't like Happy Gilmore 1, you're not going to like 2. If you didn't like Billy Madison, you're not going to like 2. Have y'all seen Ridiculous 6 on Netflix?
No. That's a Sandler movie too, right?
It's a Sandler movie where he's a white dude raised by Native Americans, and now his white father comes back and he has to dig up gold. It is just a foolish note. To your point, though, every 10 minutes, somebody else famous jumps in for 5 minutes, and then they're out of the movie. You never know where they went. It's exactly what Adam, if you don't like Adam Sandler movies, you're not going to like it. If you like Adam Sandler movies, you're going to love it. But it's the goofy Adam Sandler. It's not Uncut Gems Adam Sandler. It's the goofy frat boy Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but that's his type of humor.
Like,
his humor
there
is just
you gonna make you laugh. Like, you're gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe this guy's in this movie.
It just jumps in.
But Sandler's humor is that, like, somebody says penis and then they all laugh like that. But genuinely, that's his humor.
It's that. It's crotch, testicles,
right?
It's frat boy humor. If you don't get that about Sandler, you don't know Adam Sandler.
All right, let's do headlines. We're going to play this Minka Fitzpatrick sound here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I promise, we're actually going to play it right now.
Man, headline. We ain't never going to hear from Minka, man. Did Minka talk?
It's brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sport, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Typically, when there's a cut from a player or a coach, especially Mike McDaniel, that's over like 60 seconds, I would skip it. All right? Just pulling back the curtain here, I would skip it because it's just too long, especially if it's Mike McDaniel. I can't emphasize that enough. But Minka today opened up when he approaches the podium, and this was something we talked about last week. He gets traded here, didn't have a media availability, and then he was supposed to speak, I think, day two of camp, and he didn't, and it was quote-unquote pushed back to a later day. We were kind of all thinking, like, what's the deal with that? He opened up today by giving a statement. This was the statement from Minka Fitzpatrick.
Before we start asking questions, I want to make a statement real quick. I know I haven't addressed the media or posted on social media. One, I'm not a big social media guy. You ain't going to see me on there, period, point blank. Two, in no way, shape, or form was that an expression of frustration about coming back to Miami. Three, I want to thank the city of Pittsburgh, the fans of Pittsburgh. You guys treated me very well. I enjoyed my time there. I played with some great teammates. I was very unfortunate the way things ended, but it's a part of the business. And I'm extremely, extremely excited to be a Miami Dolphin. Again, my silence was not a reflection of how I felt about this team, with this organization. I've been here in the building for about a week now, and I'm extremely excited about this season. I think we have a very, very high ceiling. We have a lot of young, hungry, passionate guys, combined with a lot of guys who played a lot of game and have a lot of accolades. So this is an organization that I'm extremely proud to be a part of. And again, my silence was nothing to do with my feelings towards the Dolphins organization. With that being said, I'm not going to take any questions about how the transaction went down. I'm not going to take any questions about Pittsburgh or previous coaches or anything like that. I would like to respectfully talk about this current situation, this team, my players, my coaches, and you know, I would appreciate if you would all respect those wishes.
Yeah, put the hammer down on their ass.
You really did. And that was very well said. He's like, listen, man, and now that we know there was a contract situation kind of, I would imagine, bubbling behind the scenes, Minka gets a new deal, or he doesn't get a new deal. They kind of reconfigured his deal, and he gets a little bit more money now. He gets the signing bonus, the guaranteed money. I guess it makes sense. Like, that was happening behind the scenes, and he wanted to wait till that was finalized to come out and talk. But he did put the hammer down. He's letting you know, like, hey, my silence was not a reflection of me not wanting to be in Miami. And I have no reason to not believe him.
No, let's be honest. He's saying, do not ask me about Brian Flores. Do not ask me about leaving or coming back.
Right.
Ask me about the 2025 Miami Dolphins. And that's all I'm going to talk about. And Josh, you're already shaking your head, Josh. He
never get to the side where reporters get to ask him. Those are totally fair questions.
He set parameters and he doesn't want to talk about it. Now, Josh, you don't respect that, how he came out and set the standards early. I'm not talking about Flores. I'm not talking about leaving. I'm not talking about coming back. I'll talk about camp.
That's fine that he wants to say that, but nobody has to listen to him on those suggestions, and he doesn't get to decide what reporters ask him. It's not like they're asking about his personal life. Those things are very relevant to his journey and his career. Don't ask me about the transaction coming from Pittsburgh to Miami. We're not supposed to ask you about how it all came together, how you returned to the Dolphins. Give me a break.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, but don't tell someone you can't ask. Ask.
And would you rather him? Because this is what they teach you to do. I'll be honest, Josh. So when you left the first time, the thing with Brian Flores, you know, there was reports that you and Brian Flores didn't get along and he didn't want to play you in the right position. And was that the reason why you demanded a trade? I don't want to speak about that. Is that better?
Yes.
That's better than him just saying it up front. I'm not talking about the transaction.
Yes.
Well, I 100%. Mean, they ask him anyways. So I'll play the audio. This was a question regarding his first stint with the Miami Dolphins.
How do I look back on it? No, just like any time you look back on life, I think there's highs, there's lows, there's blessings, there's pros, there's cons. You know what I'm saying? But you learn from the blessings, you learn from the lessons, and keep it pushing.
That's what you want to hear, Josh. Learn from the blessings and learn from the lessons. That's what you want to dig for.
It was actually a creative way to ask him about what he didn't want to talk about.
Right.
But yes, give me the cliche BS instead of telling people what they can and can't ask you when they're relevant questions.
Okay.
I just don't like how it comes off, and it doesn't matter what I think, I guess, as far as what the look is. And nobody's gonna play the violin for Chris Perkins not being able to ask him, you know, about how it fell apart with Flores or whatever. But like, to me, see how easy that was, Minka? You just gave a cliche BS answer to a question you didn't want to ask about. You didn't have to go on a whole preamble about it. Just let him ask. You know it's coming, and give up the cliche. I don't understand.
And I've said it a number of times in different ways through this week of him not talking, Josh. I've been around Minka some. He's not the life of the party. Yeah. So we need to learn from our blessings and learn from our lessons. And just
some pros and some cons.
We just move on.
How many different ways did he say there was some good and some bad in that?
He's not the life of the party, Crowder, but he knows how to speak, right? Like, that's why it is funny. Look, man, like, these guys have been waiting to talk to Minka for a while. So he knew the questions that were coming. And he, as Appel's saying, he could say whatever he wants. Those questions are coming one way or another. And whether or not they all happen now or whether they happen in the future, at some point, one of the reporters is going to ask him, so what do you now, you know, maybe week three, hey, 3 weeks under Mike McDaniel, what's the difference between head coaches you've had in the past, Mike Tomlin, Brian Flores, and Mike McDaniel? Like, those questions are coming, whether he wants them or not, at some point.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I play on the coach. I really enjoy different styles of teaching, different styles of coaching, and you see the success, you know, in the scoreboard. The scoreboard showed the success of a coach.
Maybe
he just didn't say anything. We get taught how to not say nothing.
For sure. And as he demonstrated, he's fully capable of answering the questions he doesn't want to answer by still answering them, which is why I didn't understand. It just comes off so odd to me. Just answer the question the way you did. And we're not even having this conversation.
Very, very, I don't know. You'll take it as just cocky or dismissive. He's super intelligent. He is raised well, strong family, like smart kid. He just doesn't like the antics of. He's like Nick Saban if he was actually an athlete. Like, what's the point of me talking to you guys? Like, you can't help me get an interception or make a tackle. He doesn't like the media. I would say, I'm not speaking for him, but I'm saying, like, being around him with Dolphins, and then we went to Pittsburgh and we're around. He doesn't like the media. He just loves ball. He's like Michael Beasley with basketball. I just want to play ball. Like, he just wants to play football. He doesn't want all this outside crap.
And I totally understand that, and I know that there are some reporters, not necessarily down here, but in general, who have ulterior motives, and they try and get you with these gotcha questions. But and I don't want to do the, oh, you get paid all this money. Like, Minka, you could take 10 minutes once every 3 weeks to talk to reporters and answer questions. Like, well, it's not like we're asking him to perform brain surgery and a heart transplant on somebody. Like, just answer a question or three. Like, I don't know if you're there for 8 minutes. It's okay, Minka. It's going to be okay. We're inconveniencing you because you got to spend 7 minutes talking to Baz Jackson. I mean, give me a break.
I disagree with this, but I've heard athletes say it. I have my job without y'all. You don't have your job if I don't talk to you. I think it's wrong because of the fact that the media pushes the fandom, pushes the salary cap, pushes sales, pushes all that stuff. But a lot of athletes think, like, I'm great at football. You want to talk to me to get a story. I don't need you to make a tackle. Why am I wasting my time talking to you? I disagree with it, Josh. I swear I do. But yeah. That's how a lot of athletes think. That's how a lot of athletes think. Like, there is nothing you can do for me other than make me look bad in the media.
And that may be true, and maybe Minka's had difficult experiences with that in the past. But, again, it's to me, it's such a minor inconvenience for a player who, like Minka, is already established in a league. He already knows what the media is like down here. And to be honest, like, I never understood that mindset from a player. And I'm not saying there's like a quid pro quo between the media and the players. Like, you talk to them, you get favorable coverage. But it's only natural that if you develop a good relationship with the people who cover the team, you might get a little more leeway in how they talk about you moving forward. I'm not to say that everybody does that or it's a conscious decision from certain people, but certainly that is a natural effect of you playing ball. And aren't they contractually obligated also to talk to the media?
Yeah, like, they like are the Marshawn, if they're
the
available.
The Marshawn Lynch thing, I'm here so I don't get fined. I'm here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Marshawn is a very personable guy, as you see with the commercials and all this stuff nowadays. But when he was playing, he got to a point with the media where he was like, bro, all y'all do is give, like, all you do is give me a headache. All you do is make me have to go talk to a coach or a PR person or that. Like, a lot of guys have a jaded outlook on the media. And it's funny, I'm saying this. I never saw a mic or a camera I didn't enjoy. I'm sitting there dancing around, and hell, I'm not even a star of the team. But there are a lot, I know a lot of guys. Ronnie Brown hated the media. Like, Ronnie literally was like, bro, let me just run the ball. Like, why do they want to talk to me every damn day? He just didn't enjoy it.
The thing is,
you can also control the narrative if you speak to the media. Like, I know maybe they can sometimes twist it another way, but if he was as firm as answering the questions as he was about not wanting to answer them, he still gets to control the narrative.
The thing is here, I understand Minka Fitzpatrick not wanting to dive deep into his past in Miami. Like, I get it, right? That probably wasn't a fun time for him. The way that he left Miami, was very controversial, especially considering what ended up happening in Pittsburgh. He didn't want to do it in Miami. He did it anyways in Pittsburgh, whatever. But the point is, it's natural for a player who left controversially to come back to that organization in a big surprise trade, by the way. There was no rumors or chatter about Minkah Fitzpatrick coming back. That was probably the last player on the Steelers roster anybody expected to come back to Miami. It's natural he comes back. People are going to be curious. People, fans, are going to be interested in how that played out and how he feels about it. And then the prolonged silence after the fact led to some questions, which I thought he handled well in that opening statement. But it's natural. Like, hey, these guys are here. They have to find out. It's their job. And look, he doesn't have to answer it. You're right, Craig. He doesn't have to answer it. And he doesn't have to see the benefit in it either. But those questions, to Appel's point, they're not unfair questions.
No, nowhere unfair. I agree with what y'all are saying. Yeah. All you just said, Solana, the fans want to know. The media wants to know. We're going to talk to Chris Perkins here in a second. He wants to know. Hal Habib wants to know. Barry wants to know. Josh wants to know. Will wants to know. Clay wants to know. Mike Cunha wants to know. Jim Barry wants to know. How does that benefit Minkah Fitzpatrick?
That, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't at any standpoint of his life. He's going to have the same salary. He's going to be a Pro Bowl safety. He's going to go home every night to his wonderful family. I didn't feel that way, but a lot of players do.
I'm not saying here that I don't like Minkah Fitzpatrick or that I think he's going to have a bad season or that he's a bad player. He's a really good player, and hopefully he's able to bounce back and give the Dolphins what they need in the secondary, and he looks like he did a couple of years ago. I just think it's, in general, he's the example at this point, when athletes and coaches react like this over something that is obviously coming their way and only makes it so that conversations like this are happening, where we're not talking about him on the field. We're talking about how he's taking a stand. Like, who cares, man? Like, honestly, just do you go on this again. You go on this whole preamble about it, and then you answer the question anyways in a way you could have just done from the beginning.
Well, he was asked if he's surprised to be back in Miami. Here was Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's very nostalgic. We played here 2 seasons ago, and I remember like pulling up to the stadium and walking on the field, and like I felt like I was back in time, you know what I'm saying? And now it's a same feeling, you know, just being back down here. Obviously it's a different facility. It's a beautiful facility, but you know, like I said, it's very nostalgic. A lot of the staff and trainers and stuff like that is the same, so it was almost like I just went back in time, you know what I'm saying? So it's been fun, and you know, my family's down here, so it's good to be back close to them.
How surprised are you to be back here after leaving, you know, by trade?
It's business.
Was that Hal on the question, or was that Dave Hyde?
That was Hal. I know Hal. Hal's my man. I saw him at the Panthers game.
Yeah. And then one more just to wrap this up. This is Minkah Fitzpatrick on, you know, a potential long-term future with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said earlier, I'm really liking the energy and the direction that this is going. I think the culture of this locker room is one that wants to win and win now. But, you know, it's also something that I want to earn. I know that it was reported that I wanted a new contract, but I just wanted to know that I was going to be here for more than a season. You know what I'm saying? And I got that. And now, you know, I'm gonna go out there, play, you know, all pro bowl level, and you know, hopefully earn the respect of my teammates and the organization to have that long term contract.
Well, they're gonna need him to play at a Pro Bowl level, that's for sure. Man, I believe him when he says he's happy here. Like, it's a different regime. Everything that he didn't like about being here before, I think, from what we know or what we think we know, had to do with one person. That person's not here anymore. So he got his money. He got his guaranteed money. And, yeah, man, he's back. He's back where his family's at. I believe all that. I think everything he's saying is genuine. I really do.
And if you think about it.
I don't not believe him either.
Oh, no. But if you think about it, the Flores approach, and it's actually we talked about it with the Mike McDaniel, is the polar opposite of Flores.
Yeah. But I don't think it was Flo's approach. I just don't think they – they mess with each other, because, man, Tomlin has a similar approach. He has the credentials to back it up. But doesn't Mike Tomlin have a similar, like, my way or the highway? Like, he runs things the way he wants to run things. Like, the difference is Tomlin has the credentials where you respect it, and Flo didn't. Flo was just coming from a place where that's the way it was run. He was trying to implement it in Miami.
I think Flo came from a place of employee-employer, where I know Mike Tomlin doesn't do that, especially to a Pro Bowl player. When you're that guy, like, Mike will bring you over his house, meet his wife, hang out, have dinner. Where Flo had that very much Bill Belichick approach, where do your damn job, and like you're running back one, you're strong safety one, you're not Minka, you're the guy that comes up in cover three. And I don't think, I know Tomlin doesn't go that way, and I know McDaniel doesn't go that way, and I don't think Flo's approach, I don't think Flo gets another opportunity because he has no credentials to go with the Belichick way, and that's what it really is.
But am I wrong to remember that a lot of the defensive guys who have played for him, they all love playing for Flo?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was more of the offensive guys that had a disconnect there. The defensive guys, everything I've read for the most part, loved playing for him on that side of the ball. And I would imagine, as Flores has talked about since, he's learned a lot and he's a different guy since he was the Dolphins head coach. So you can give credit to him for that.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't want to give
maturation.
Him credit for anything.
A little maturation.
We're going to continue on with the 4 o'clock hour. Still a lot to get to on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
Almost.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Just a reminder, you don't have the Odyssey app. There's a lot going on right now in the world of sports. Obviously, we've been covering training camp since it started. We got football season around the corner, and you definitely want to be subscribed to our show. NFL season, Canes camp, opens. Pads tomorrow, full padded practice for the Dolphins, Heat, Panthers, Marlins news. We're covering it all. So you don't want to miss a thing. Listen to us on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps as well. And there's a button where you can make the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. You can favorite it, and then you'll get all our episodes. We greatly appreciate it. Wherever you get your podcasts, Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Appel, there's a lot of people upset. Josh Appel's here, by the way. Hawk will be back later this week. Crowder had to go do some interviews for The Pivot. He'll be back tomorrow. A lot of people very upset on social media today because Madden released the upcoming Madden video game, Madden 26, released the seven players, they call it the 99 Club, the seven players who have a 99 overall rating, which is the highest rating you can get in Madden. It's the highest rating. And there's seven players in the 99 Club to start the season. Now, I'm going to read you the seven players, and you point out to me what the obvious thing that people would be upset about. So, Saquon Barkley is a 99, coming off one of the greatest running back seasons in the history of the NFL. Eagles offensive lineman Lane Johnson. Josh Allen, Bills quarterback. Ja'Marr Chase, Bengals wide receiver. Lamar Jackson. Justin Jefferson. And then Myles Garrett. Those are the seven players, 99 overall on Madden. What is the obvious thing missing from that list, other than, of course, Mike White or Tua Tagovailoa?
I can't believe that you just read my mind.
I took your joke right out of Monday.
I was having an internal debate on which one would be funnier to go to. That's why. It's Mahomes, right?
Crazy. And like,
I'm not going to get like bent out of shape about like the Madden ratings, but if we're putting Lamar and Josh Allen in the 99 club, like Patrick Mahomes like, just has to be there. What is he, a 98? Like, is it just like what's the thing that's going to bump him up from a 98 to a 99?
Well, that's what's funny here. Like, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson are 99s. What has Patrick Mahomes, like, lose a Super Bowl? Yeah. get through both those guys every single year. But lose the Super Bowl is what knocks him down from 99 to 98. Like, it, I think, you know, this is obviously Madden just doing a little something
they want
here.
This.
Exactly.
They want this.
Yeah, which is fine. We'll give it to him. But it is funny. Like, the best quarterback, people are arguing maybe already ever. I'm not saying he is, but maybe already ever. It's a rational argument to have. And Madden is saying, well, he's not a 99 this year. Why? Because Kansas City radio hosts are calling him overweight during training camp. I just wonder what it was that knocked him down from 99 to whatever, 98,
97. Hey, Madden, EA, you get over yourself. All right. If John Madden were still with us, what do you think he would say? I feel like that's the way they got to operate. If
99.
John Madden were still with us,
99.
Madden's given us a couple of expressions and a 99 for Patrick Mahomes.
I know some people that are listening, they don't play video games or whatever. They don't like this. I like this type of stuff. Like, when the Dolphins' entire rankings get released or their ratings for all the Dolphins players, I just like to see where guys fall. The NBA 2K, the NBA video game, released their ratings for their upcoming 2K26 game, and I have all of the Miami Heat ratings, all the Heat players, their ratings for the upcoming season. So maybe we'll get to that in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Again, Appel and Solana will take you up until 6. We still have a lot to get to. More notes from camp. I have a stock up, stock down report from Dolphins training camp.
I love a stock up, stock down.
Nothing like a
training
stock
camp.
Up, stock down. Plus an AFC ranking from a pretty big outlet. We'll get to all that coming up. 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.